Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Seth Payne.
And I'm Sean Pendergast.
Did you know that Payne and Pendergast is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
That's awesome. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or if you're a jump straight to the highlight person, we got you covered as well.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, my name first, obviously.
Hey!
And hit the follow button to get every minute of the show, your way and on your time.
It's the Payne and Pendergast Podcast. New episodes drop daily.
What in the world are you doing with your life if you are not here at Popstroke and Katie hanging out with us, Sean Bajani and Brandon Scott, a.k.a. B. Scott, a.k.a. B. Scott from Hiram Clark.
That's right.
In for Ron Hugling, Clint Sterner, this glorious afternoon in the city and surrounding areas of Houston, Texas. Shout out to all the people that have come out. Did you hear the round of applause that we got? What in the world is going on? They must be drinking and having a good time. They're giving us a round of applause from Captain Fireball to help me out with y'all's names. Who is it? I couldn't hear.
We got Shannon and
Janice
Steven.
And Steven?
No, Shannon.
Shannon and Steven.
So we didn't pull that off like the regular drive normally do. Let's do that again. We got Shannon and Steven. Shout out to y'all for being here. Be like Shannon and Steven, the couple.
Let's go.
The beautiful couple here with us today. Be like them.
They came out. Reggie Atatula, he is not getting paid for this. He just loves and supports sports radios. You're not. I'm sorry.
You can't tell by how them shoes match that shirt, though.
I'm always good raw dog in the drive.
Reggie Atatula is raw dog in his afternoon, coming out here for free. In support of B. Scott, Sean Bajani, in for the drive. All right, so, you know, you come on frequently during Rocket season to talk about what the heck's going on with the Houston Rockets, and we're just a short time away from training camp and the preseason getting underway with the Houston Rockets and the NBA. So I figure what better way to welcome in a little Rocket convo, and it's very important at this point in time, than get out to B. Scott and break down some Rocket basketball. So we have to do it appropriately. Tyler, we have that intro for B. Scott that's like chopped and screwed. If we can play that.
Let's go.
We're talking hoops, H-Town.
Not chopped and screwed, though.
Wait a minute.
Our guy B. Scott has all the links from the hardwood in Clutch City.
Anybody hey, this is not. Like no
bitch. Hey, this is hilarious.
This is not chopped and screwed. Hey.
We don't do no chopped and screwed on the drive, bro.
Hey,
I wish we did. Hey. It's a shame.
Hey, look, I love this.
I'm so happy.
I love this. So here's the thing. This is the gift and the curse of having two intros, right?
You got that one on in the loop.
Yeah, because
you're on the drive, Bajani.
Because we're on the drive, and I can see T. Mill saying, "Hey, I ain't playing no in the loop intro
Why
for
would
no
I?
Drive appearance." And you know what, T. Mill, I respect it, dog.
Thank you.
I respect you playing that, and I ain't mad at it. So we're gonna get into this thing anyway. You talked about
hold on.
I love in the loop, but this is 2-6, baby.
It's Bree Scott.
Yeah.
Hiram Clark.
T-Mill say, not in this town, buddy.
Not up in here.
Hey, I'm not mad at you. But look, you asked a very important question or posed a very important thought of, like, the domino effect of the Fred VanVleet injury. Here's the thing that's important. You can start thinking about, okay, so what do the Rockets do now? Surely they're going to go out there and trade for a point guard. Or in some form or fashion, they are going to acquire a legitimate starting point guard, considering that it seems more likely than not that they have lost their point guard for the entire season to a torn ACL. Well, it appears that they are not. From all of the scuttlebutt, from what I've heard and from what people that are just as plugged in or even more so plugged in than I am have heard, is that the Rockets don't really have plans. Now, this could change, but as of now, don't really have this, like, grand plan of replacing Fred VanVleet, going out and go getting a point guard, trading for a Peyton Pritchard or TJ McConnell or folks with the Russell Westbrook dream. Forget about that.
Seen a lot of names
like,
out there.
Like it's just yeah. just to be frank with you, it's more than likely not happening. And so it brings me, when we talk about the domino effect, the residual effect, it brings me to a very essential question. What is Reed Sheppard really? And that's not a question I feel like you really, like you could ask it all you want, but I don't feel like it was a question that you had to answer when Fred VanVleet was still in the mix.
Right.
When you bring in a Kevin Durant and you feel like, hey, that shooting problem that you used to have, and when you bring in a Dorian Finney-Smith and you talk about, hey, you know what? They don't have any snipers. They don't have guys that can knock down shots. You got to find Reed Sheppard. That wasn't the case then when they first made this team in the offseason. But now with this injury, they do not have a traditional point guard. And the person that is most similarly situated to Fred VanVleet and best situated to step into that role is their number 3 overall pick from a couple of years ago, Reed Sheppard. And I think we're going to get an opportunity to see him sink or swim.
It's a lot to ask of a guy that's entering into his second year,
yeah,
who is already coming in with a lot of pressure on his shoulders, you know, needing to, you know, have a more NBA type of body at that position, maybe get a little stronger, put some weight on, you know, shore up some things defensively, understanding, you know, movement and the switches, finding the best way to attack, you know, those ball handlers that he's going to have to be, yeah, on, you know, in crucial points of games. And some of those things, like the last one, you're not going to really be able to see and understand until he's in those moments. But we know what this Rockets team has been like the last 2 years when Fred VanVleet's not been on the court. They, yeah, were 11-11 without him on the court last season. Averaged still basically what they did with him on the court, about 114 points per game. But the season prior to that, which maybe is far more irrelevant than anything else, but the point still stands, this is a team from an offensive standpoint that struggles to have a rhythm and movement away from the ball and creating multiple opportunities to score when you have the ball. And now you're asking Reed Sheppard to kind of basically maybe him or Amen Thompson to be that kind of magic elixir,
yeah,
you know, without Fred VanVleet. I understand you got Kevin Durant. I understand he's still a top 10 player in the NBA right now and a dynamic scorer, one of, if not the most dynamic scorer during his era that we've seen. I get all that. But he's another year older, and he's not playing 82. I don't know that I would bet that he plays 72, B. Scott. You just don't know. And when you don't have that vital veteran presence that can knock down an outside shot and keep this, you know, wheel spinning for the Rockets offensively without Fred VanVleet, it is a question. I don't know that it's one, like PC said, it's not one that maybe takes you from a top 3 team in the Western Conference to a bottom 3 team, which is where they basically were in the Western Conference last year in terms of, you know, just hoping to get into the playoffs, you know, kind of like coming in. But it does kind of call into question how serious of a contender is this team,
yeah,
to win an NBA title.
Yeah, their title odds and title chances definitely take a tremendous hit with this. But if you need evidence, you don't need to take our word for it. You don't even need to take the 3-game stretch in that Warriors series, the first round series where they go 7 games and lose it, but you're only in it because of Fred VanVleet. You don't even need that as the evidence. Point to no further than your own young all-star in Alperen Şengün, who has said a number of times since Fred VanVleet has joined the team, he's their brain. Like, he says that Fred VanVleet is essentially our brain out there on the floor. They at times are lost without him. I do think that is going to be helped by having such an experienced guy like a Kevin Durant. Never mind the fact that he's one of the most prolific scorers of all time, but he does know what he's doing. Dorian Finney-Smith is another guy who's going to play a lot of minutes for them, has played a lot of minutes in the NBA already. We should be very familiar with him.
I'm going to nominate him already before a game is even played for probably the most underrated Rocket this season. I feel like that's just going to be the case because we don't talk about him enough.
Well, I mean, I was having a discussion before this Fred VanVleet injury about who would be their fifth starter because we were assuming that Fred VanVleet would be one of them. And I had landed on Dorian Finney-Smith perhaps beating out. Maybe beating out is not the proper term, but being the last man standing of that race between him and, let's say, the Jabaris and the Taris of the world. Like, him being that good enough, both defensively and guarding elite wing players and being a knockdown shooter,
yeah,
that he could fill that role. Now, I'm almost sure that him and obviously some combination of Jabari Smith or Tari Eason is going to be in this starting lineup because you don't have Fred VanVleet. Or is it going to – and so in that case, are we talking about Amen Thompson being the brain of the operation? Or are we talking about somehow relying on a second-year Reed Sheppard who could barely get on the court as a rookie being the brain of the operation? Who is going to – we talk about the domino effect. The domino effect is, of course, I mentioned Reed Sheppard, but who, in a nutshell, is going to be the brains of the operation when we go out there? Who's going to get everybody in their right spots in their sets when they run them? And they don't run enough of them to begin with. But when they do run them, who is going to be the one – who's going to play the thinking game for the Rockets out there with no Fred VanVleet?
You know,
that is a question that is hard for me to answer as I sit here.
It's a question that the Rockets, unlike the Texans, have far more games to figure out answers to how well their offense can actually function. Like, they can afford to make some mistakes. They can afford to figure some things out.
Yeah.
They got 82 games. Sports is unfair, man. The Texans, you got 3 weeks, and then the sky starts falling.
Yeah.
It's just one of those wild things. But, yeah, I want to get back to this discussion a little bit later on.